On the phone on Static this evening, it is great to have tracked down Martin from Real Estate. How are you going?
I am very well. How are you doing?
I'm really good and always happy to hear from Real Estate. And it's nice to have this new record, The Main Thing, out and about. And I love that you can hear the time taken in this album, Martin. It was recorded over the course of a year, right? So you guys spent your sweet time on this one?
Yeah, I mean, just about a year for sure. It was about 11 months.
It feels like that sort of suits Real Estate, you know, slow and steady wins the race, right?
At least this time. I mean, that was kind of part of what we were trying to, I think, accomplish with this record, was just not rushing ourselves through it and kind of trying to be a little more thoughtful through the whole process. Because, I mean, at least for the past couple records before this one, we would take our time writing the songs and putting the arrangements together and just, like, rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing. And then we would get into the studio and pretty much record it, try and get it done in like 2 or 3 weeks. So yeah, we kind of did it a different way this time. And we kept booking sessions and taking time off and then going back in and kind of revisiting the stuff that we were working on. And yeah, it was a longer process for sure.
I'm glad it didn't turn into your Chinese democracy though, Martin. You still got it out.
It started to feel that way towards the end. I was probably the one that was most eager to get it out. I kept having to have other people tell me to pump the brakes a little bit and just relax.
And Martin, perhaps the biggest change up on this Real Estate record is that you've opened yourselves up to collaboration with outside players for the first time. And you had Amelia from Sylvan Esso drop in with vocals on the first single, Paper Cup. So was that a challenge or a joy, letting other people into Real Estate songs?
I mean, it was a challenge initially, I think, to wrap my head around the idea of doing that. And that was definitely something that was being suggested to us by our producer, Kevin McMahon. I think he knew that that would be something new for us. It was something that we hadn't done before. And I think it's a smart idea on his part, because it's just like, it wasn't something that I saw us doing as a band. I always saw us being kind of a sealed off unit. And, you know, everybody in the band, we're the people that make the sounds on the records. But like the idea of allowing other brains to kind of contribute to the process. And once I kind of opened myself up to it, it was really exciting. And that kind of happened again and again with each person that we collaborated with. And I think that's what kind of is special about collaboration. And I think, you know, even within this band, we open ourselves up to each other in terms of, you know, allowing input on, you know, our own parts, on my guitar parts or on my lyrics or on the keyboards. Everybody was helping everybody else out.
You must have had some sounds in your head years ago, though, you know, thinking, oh, if only there was female vocals on this song, or, you know, if there were strings coming in here, this is what they would sound like. So I guess it's, in some ways, it might be a bit of a wish fulfillment for you. It's nice to see that kind of recognized.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, particularly with that song Paper Cup, we kind of allowed the song to kind of dictate, you know, the direction that the production went in, you know, because it was like, all right, so, like, this kind of has this sort of late 70s kind of dance feel, so maybe strings might actually be appropriate here in this song. And, you know, and the idea of like a call and response backup vocal in the chorus sounds really good. Initially I was trying to sing it like falsetto, because it just felt like that was, you know, almost like a kind of like a Bee Gees thing. And then we were like, well, this doesn't sound so good, and I think it would sound a lot better if a girl was singing it, you know, if it was a female vocal part rather than me trying to mimic that.
It almost became your style and vocal band Afternoon Delight, this song, didn't it, Martin?
Yes, it was a really good.
And did bringing all these other players onto the record, Martin, help to build a bigger scope? I mean, the album opens with these bass grooves on the song Friday, which kind of explodes into sounding like something off Ayers' The Virgin Suicides soundtrack. That whole song is this sort of filmic opener to the record. So did it open up your sound in your mind, having these extra parts on the album?
I think so. I mean, I think we ourselves were kind of looking to make a larger sounding record. Our previous album in mind, the production on that record, I really love it. And it's a really cool sounding record, but it's very tight sounding and it's very like dry. And I think we were trying to go for like this super dry drum sound, like Steely Dan, you know, like 70s, super, super tight, dry sound. So with this album, I was kind of like, well, you know, why not go in the opposite direction and try and open up and try and make something that feels really large in scope. But yeah, with that song in particular, with Friday, like, I'll chalk a lot of that up to the bass line that Alex came up with. Once he started playing that bass line, we were kind of like, oh yeah, like, you know, we kind of like started feeling, I mean, definitely we were definitely thinking a little bit about Air and just like that, the 90s French pop kind of thing. And that kind of helped us make more decisions in terms of the other sounds that we were going to use in that song.
Martin, at the same time as welcoming some outside guests onto this Real Estate album, have you put more of yourself into this record too? The song Shallow Sun counts your age in its lyrics, 25 in 2010, and then looking ahead to 39 in 24. So were you writing a few more first-person narratives for these songs?
I think my songs have always been fairly autobiographical, but I do think going into this record, it was important to me that it felt that there was some weight behind it. I felt like having been doing this for 10 years and having this be our fifth record, and you know, my life has changed a lot over the past decade that this band has existed, or more than a decade, and the world has changed a lot, it feels like, in the last few years. And yeah, I just felt like I wanted to make something that kind of rose up to these feelings that I was having, and I was almost kind of second-guessing the idea of writing songs. Felt almost a little bit silly, and so I wanted to make something that felt like there was some weight to it. And then at the same time, I was kind of considering how lucky we were to have been able to do this for so long and to have built up, you know, this fan base that we've been able to build up. And I find that to be, you know, really a beautiful thing. And it's like this gift, you know, that we have people that are willing to listen to our music and that are, you know. So to me, I just wanted to make something that kind of felt worthy of people making a connection to. And, and to me, the only way to do that is to put more of myself into it and try and make something that felt like it meant something to me.
Martin, as you say, your life has changed a lot since the band started. And do you also find becoming a dad, you talking to your kids about your own personal history and thinking about marking time? Because there's a couple more songs on this record. November looks to be about you. It says, "When I was just 19, I was not here nor there." And Procession seems to be this private rumination of "Take Me Past the Courthouse, Where I Was Born." So are you sort of thinking about those parts of your history and then putting them in song too?
Yeah, I mean, well, in the past, I think, and maybe still, I sometimes get pegged as like kind of a nostalgic songwriter in this band, is kind of wistful. And so I think I'm more aware of that now, and I try to, you know, to me, there's still an inclination to be nostalgic and, or to write about my past. But like, I think, you know, as with, like, for example, in Shallow Sun, like you're saying before, or really any of these songs, it's kind of talking about the past with an eye toward the future and sort of trying to, yeah, like kind of reflect on how I've gotten to the point that I'm at now. Yeah, I mean, that song Procession in particular to me is kind of about the concept of nostalgia in a way, and how kind of unearned it is for someone my age, or even, you know, it's kind of almost funny to look at, like, you know, me at age 25 making an album like Days, which is like a super, like a deeply nostalgic record, and it's kind of just silly, like it's nostalgic for things that happened, you know, you know, when I was a teenager. So like, it's, you know what I mean, it's just a funny thing. It's just kind of examining that, you know, why do we feel that way, why is there this inclination to want to be.
Nostalgia is a big business. You've already passed, as you say, you're over 10 years deep into Real Estate now. Last year was the 10th anniversary of the debut album, so you know, at least you're not ramming out some 10th anniversary tours just yet. You're still making new records.
That definitely would not feel right. Absolutely.
Did you light a tiny candle that day that album turned 10 and move on?
I think I tried to just be as oblivious to that as possible. You know, at the time that actually happened, I feel like we were deep in thinking about this record, you know, it's just like, it was almost good. It was just like, I'm so glad that we have that, you know, that we're not focused on that we have this new record that is, like, to me, you know, I feel the greatest, or I feel really proud of this record. I feel like it's the thing I've worked hardest on, and I feel really proud of it. And so, it was nice to have that to focus on rather than be like, oh, wow, like, yeah, my first record came out, you know, our first record came out a decade ago. It's like, it's nice to know that we're still moving forward, basically.
Maybe I'll check in with you in another 10 years, Martin, and see how you feel.
Yeah, sure. Hopefully I'll have the same answer.
We might have a listen to the song Shallow Sun off the record now. And yeah, counting out these ages of yours in song, maybe you can keep doing this on every record till you get to your own When I'm 64 or something.
Yeah. Or like, now I'm 64. Yeah. Yeah.
It was great to get you on the phone, Martin. We'll hopefully see Real Estate back down here at some point. But for now, off the main thing, this is Shallow Sun on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much.